You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. College campuses are filled back up with students, and that means stress on many levels for those students. Parents who say, hey, I had stress in my day and I got through it, might want to rethink that view. Michigan State University psychiatrist Dr. Farha Abbasi is here with us again, and it's always great to talk with you, Dr. Abbasi.
Thank you, Cindy.
When you think of the generations, from the last of the greatest generation to baby boomers, Gen X to millennials, on to Generation Z or the tweens, which of the generations is the most stressed out?
Well, I don't remember the rest of them and haven't seen the ones that are going to come, but definitely dealing with the millennials, I do realize that the stress levels have definitely been higher for this generation. They are facing more challenges than any generation before them.
Why is that, do you think? What kind of challenges are unique to that millennial generation, these young people that are showing back up for their college classes right now? Why are they so stressed?
I think one of the reasons being that if you go back one or two generations, doing high school was the ultimate thing. Now, even if they are done with their bachelor's, what they are hearing is that there are no jobs available, bachelor degree is not enough, you have to have a graduate degree. But on the other hand, if you look at the price of the college, just attending a graduate program, it has doubled. So, and then there is job market shrinking, the resources are shrinking for this generation. And then there is all this political chaos around us, the environment is changing. All that is creating a lot of pressure on these kids.
And do you think that I am a baby boomer parent, I am the parent of a millennial. Did baby boomer parents go too far, do you think, in cushioning and keeping kind of that bubble wrap around their precious child, where perhaps as that youngster comes of age and is on their own, maybe they're not as prepared to deal with disappointments and body blows?
Let's take a step back. So yes, we definitely do see that the coping skills have gone down. But the fact is it like we are like helicopter parents, too much protection. But I do feel like up till age 18, we protect them a lot. And then suddenly age 18, we want them to take over, be this adult overnight. As soon as you enter college, you are on your own. So I think definitely there is some self-reliance skills that needs to go in as soon as the kids are in high school. But at the same time, the support has to continue through the college years as well. Another point is that if we go back and look at the history of our country, these millennials pretty much have seen major three wars. The wars have taken not only a financial toll on our economy, on our systems, but also an emotional, traumatic toll on the mental health of these kids.
That's a real interesting perspective. The burner, that war burner, has been on constantly.
Absolutely.
With the start of a new school year, Dr. Abbasi, what kind of struggles do you see among the college students, among these millennials that are around you on the campus?
So we were talking about giving them a protective lifestyle, cushioning them. So yes, some of the kids coming to college are coming from vacations, are coming from these close-knit families and had like a very relaxed summer, were not like, you know, regular sleep hours. Everything was very fun. So for them, coming back to a rigorous college schedule can be tough and a big adjustment. On the other hand, there are kids that are coming back from very vulnerable or stressful situations. Kids coming back from, some might have, like, you know, lost loved ones or are facing coming to college and facing financial situations. Or we have a big situation with immigration ban that's going to have a spillover effect on the college students. So given all that, I still think we should approach every new year as a new beginning and a new possibility. And with the certain things in place, I think you can have a very fruitful and productive academic years.
let's talk about the steps that that a student can take and a parent can encourage that student to take to help give you that fresh start with the new year and make it a productive year.
I think, let me highlight the most integral and important piece of this. It is about keeping the balance, finding that moderate point or living in moderation. So I see a spectrum, either the kids who are trying to get through these college years, they are trying to pile up the credits in one semester and do the most, and then they become overachieving, participate in too many clubs, too many activities because they're trying to build these resumes. They're already getting anxious, like, what's next? So neither do that, nor the on the other spectrum, I see kids who are very focused on thinking of college years as partying and take minimum required credits, do not participate in any meaningful activities, are more indulging in alcohol, drinking, and using substances. So instead of being on that spectrum, find that moderate point, the center point where you do have fun, but you do have a realistic load of classes. And in order to do that, having a discussion with your family, with academic counselors, setting your goals, dividing it into multiple years. So remember, college is not a race. It's not like you have to just finish it in certain time and compete with everyone. I always think college is like a marathon. You are not competing with others, but you need to find your own pace, your own strengths, and realize your own weaknesses.
And don't look over your shoulder to see what the people around you are doing, if it's better than you or not.
Absolutely.
When should a student seek help? At what point would you advise someone to reach out for help with depression or anxiety or stress?
Always thinking in terms of what's physiological and what's pathological. So if your anxiety, your stress levels are there to help you move forward, then yes, if it's making you function better, doing that is important. But if it starts to impair you, it starts to paralyze you, you are missing classes, you are not keeping up with the schedule, you are not able to turn in your assignments, all that is impacting your level of functioning. If it's impacting your relationships, if it's making you either become socialize too much or isolate, or if you are having thoughts of hurting yourself, or you feel like you're dying of anxiety, all those are concerning situations and should be dealt with on an urgent basis.
What kind of phrases might you offer parents if they get the text saying, I can't handle this, I'm having roommate problems, I'm overwhelmed with the amount of work, or they get the teary phone calls? What things can parents say that don't smother but help?
Please validate it. Don't just come out and say, but look at us, we managed it, and we had this pressure, and I was working two jobs and going through college. Validate your kids. Listen to them. It is very important. Maybe you cannot physically do much or financially support them through situations, but emotional support, emotional validation of their experience. And then, you know, this is a very smart generation. They do come out with their own solutions. They figure out things on their own, but just not come out as giving them a sermon. You know, they are seeking you out because they want somebody to endorse their feelings of vulnerability. Let me end with one thing Einstein said, and let this be a message for the parents and the college kids, that Einstein said the mind that creates the problem cannot be the same mind that solves the problem. So it is important to keep focusing on the positive that's happening around you. Keeping your thoughts positive can be a very important part to your healing and for your coping skills.
Dr. Farha Abbasi, Michigan State University psychiatrist, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Cindy.